USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Fundamentally, the reason this is such a strong, powerful fit is because Sweden embodies and promotes the core values that are at the heart of NATO.
Blinken remarked during the event that the dynamic shifted significantly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The inclusion of Sweden and Finland marks the most significant expansion of the alliance in decades. Former President Donald Trump says he's inviting supporters of rival Nikki Haley to join his campaign for the White House. USA's Ryan Daniels.
During her concession speech after the Super Tuesday elections, Haley said Trump will have to earn it.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said he believes much of Haley's campaign funding support came from Democrats. Already, Trump has received the political endorsement of the top Republican in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell. Haley is expected to ultimately bend and give her endorsement for Trump before the GOP nominating conference.
The utility serving the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment could be responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding that fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. XL Energy, in a statement, indicated that it seems their facilities were linked to the fire's ignition. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Parents are urged to store medications and supplements safely. CDC reports a recent surge in unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin. Between 2019 and 2022, almost 11,000 infants and young children visited hospital emergency departments due to accidental ingestion of melatonin. Researchers note an increase in adult melatonin use, which often lacks child-resistant packaging. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year. He just can't say when that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing down interest rates. Daniel Rodimer, a former congressional candidate and pro wrestler, has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip. Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that same day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. And a Salt Lake City bar has sparked debate by implementing a no-Zionist policy. The owner of Weathered Waves Bar says the policy aims to curb hate speech and emphasizes the bar's commitment to inclusivity across all religious beliefs. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.